Well, with Richard Dawson at the close of the first day here at Cheltenham, when we spoke on Sunday, you said something always happens. You didn't quite believe it would be a day like that, though, I'm sure.
No, more wickets than we expected. I think both teams looked at the pitch and thought there'd be a lot of runs in there. Still might be, but we didn't expect 25 wickets on day one.
Were you surprised that Michael Hogan issued the chance of a toss, of actually fielding first?
Yes and no. It looked a decent deck, but then obviously there was a bit of overcast condition, so we thought, well, maybe they'll just bowl there. So we had a chat before the match actually as a squad, and we wondered if it did go to the toss of a coin, what would we be willing to do? So we were going to bowl.
And the wickets were shared, so it wasn't as if somebody ran through Glamorgan. There were four catches for Gareth Roderick. A lot of catches close to the wicket throughout the day.
Cam took a couple.
Was just enough in the pitch, wasn't there?
Yeah, and bowl across the whole 2.5 innings. Bowl was put the ball in a decent enough area and asked a lot of questions. And batsman nicked off, and it was just one of those days which you don't really see.
Was it a day when reading of the bounce was the trickiest thing?
I don't know, bounce. It was just almost being able to play the ball that was in front of you and not letting the whether it's seam movement or swing affect you from a mental point of view with the bat and playing what was in front of you, not getting caught up in the whole complex game, I suppose, in the big picture, and just focusing on what the batsman had to do.
And actually, because the wickets fell so regularly, the concentration of the batsman was never able to get established.
No. What's the top score? 39?
Yes. I think 11 overs was the longest spell without a wicket.
It says it all, really, doesn't it? So, listen, we've chatted in there, and we've got to ask questions from our own about ourselves rather than hiding behind excuses and things. And hopefully, if we do that, then we'll come out stronger for it for the second innings.
And obviously, the Morgan have got a very small lead. They've got 5 wickets left. When you come to the second morning, is the key not to try too hard to get those 5 wickets?
That's what we said after the. It's what we said after our innings being completed, that we're not taking it for granted, not expecting it just to happen, but not forcing it as well, and just being able to bank as many balls in an area as possible. And we did that, and we just got to repeat it tomorrow.
Thank you, Richard.
Cheers. Thanks, mate.